الله وبركاته. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, on this beautiful Monday morning, the 2nd of December 2024, the 30th of Jamadul Ula 1446. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu s-salihat. Alhamdulillah wahdahu was-salatu was-salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباءة فليتزوج فإنه أغص للبصر وأحسن للفرج أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا. May Allah subhanahu bless you and apa with afiyat and good health. May Allah ta'ala accept all your efforts. Hazrat Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakariya. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 30th of Jumad al-Ula 1446 here in South Africa. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter number 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses number 34 and 35. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us regarding Egypt. Egypt is the land that where Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam was. He went through the vicissitudes of life, but he was not born in Egypt. He was born in Palestine. So how come he landed up there? So all the details are mentioned there in Surah Yusuf chapter number 12. So here Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is informing them that Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Moses, and his brother Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and the Pharaoh, all that happened in Egypt as well. So Almighty Allah teaches us chapter 40 and verse number 34. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. And indeed, definitely, surely came to you Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam before. He came before Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam there to Egypt, and this was centuries before that. Yusuf alayhi salatu salam's name, Nami, Ismigrami, mentioned 26 times in the Noble Quran. A person who's very, very handsome, goes through all the difficulties of life, but Almighty Allah grants him victory at all times. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ يُوسُفُ مِنْ قَبْلُ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. And he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, came to you. The Egyptians, remember, were clear signs. His brothers put him in the well and cast him in the well. So, and then they sold him in slavery. And then he was bought by the minister Aziz and Misr. And he, the minister's wife, tried to seduce him, and Almighty Allah saved him. He landed up in jail. But yet Almighty Allah granted him such honor even in jail that the people knew that he's someone extraordinary and extra special. And then Almighty Allah made him the minister of finance, agriculture, and the ruler of Egypt. فَمَا زِلْتُمْ فِي شَكِّمْ مِمَّا جَاءَكُمْ بِهِ. But you, the Egyptians, you continued being in doubt and skeptical regarding the message he came to you with, that you felt that he's not speaking the truth, Allah forbid, and so forth. حَتَّى إِذَا هَلَكَ. So much so when he passed away, هَلَكَ أي مَاتَ تُوفِيَ. So when he, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, passed away, قُلْتُمْ, then you, the Egyptians, said, لَنْ يَبْعَثَ اللَّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ رَسُولًا. Never will Almighty Allah send another messenger after him. That was what you thought, your imagination, perception. But Almighty Allah Jalla Wala led you astray. Not because he wants to lead you astray. You yourself decided you want to go astray with your propaganda and your fabrications and concoctions. كَذَلِكَ سَمَرَلِي يُدْوِلُّ اللَّهُ. Almighty Allah leads astray مَنْ هُوَ مُسْرِفٌ مُرْتَاب. Musrifun, those people who go beyond the limits, they exceed the boundaries. Murtab, the people who are always skeptical and doubtful. When you study the Quran Sharif, then always remember the law. Al-Quranu yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. You can't look at one, two verses and jump to conclusions and so forth. You have to look at all the verses regarding that topic in conjunction with it. So Almighty Allah teaches us, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Almighty Allah gave everybody a fair chance. But when they, the human being themselves, they want to go on the wrong path, they want to choose the shortcut, and this shortcut leads them straight to hellfire, Allah forbid, then Almighty Allah states, okay, if that is your choice, أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ, then Allah will let your heart also go astray. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهَدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. And Allah will not guide the people, a nation who are the transgressors, who have gone beyond the circle and the boundaries of ta'at and of obedience. So this is enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 61 and verse number 5. So therefore, when Allah says, كَذَلِكَ يُدِلُّ اللَّهِ, that Almighty Allah leads astray, so we should remember that they themselves wanted to go astray themselves. And murtab, always skeptical and doubtful. Now you see there on top of Murtab, there's a noon. This noon is called noon qutni, cotton. So cotton is taken from the Arabic word qutni. And that is when you want to join the fabric, so cotton. Yeah, you are joining and attaching the words. Murtabun illadhina yujadiluna. So if you're joining, then you read Murtabun illadhina. And you are stopping, so Murtab. And thereafter, الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ. So both ways is permissible. Who are these people who are skeptical, doubtful, the doubtful Thomases, as we say nowadays, الَّذِينَ يُجَادِلُونَ فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ أَتَاهُمْ. They are those people always arguing, disputing, يُجَادِلُونَ for now and in the future. فِي آيَاتِ اللَّهِ regarding the verses of Almighty Allah, the signs of Almighty Allah, the messages of Almighty Allah, بِغَيْرِ سُلْطَانٍ in Atahum without any evidence coming to them. They're not speaking on evidence, they're just speaking on what they have heard from A, B, C and X, Y, Z and so forth. Like today, they will tell you that being a homosexual, Allah forbid, for the lady being a lesbian, Allah forbid, is a human rights issue. Even animals don't do this, but today's modern human being will promote it and advocate it, and that is what they call their so-called human rights. Well, for in Islam, that type of human rights is totally haram and not worth the paper on which is written, and is punishable by death in the case of homosexuality and so forth. Kabura maqtan inda Allahi wa inda alladhina amanu. Kabura maqtan, it is hated, detested, very, very highly detested, hated by Almighty Allah wa inda alladhina amanu, and by those people who possess the true iman, the true faith. Today these are the people, they want to extinguish the nur, the radiance of Islam, and that is very clearly enshrined in the noble Quran. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim and objective and intention is to extinguish the effulgence, the radiance, the nur of Islam with their mouths, with their TV, with their mass media. But Almighty Allah always inspires us. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Almighty Allah will let the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam spread throughout the whole world, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. Remember that. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ قَلْبِ مُتَكَبِّرٍ جَبَّارٍ. كَذَلِكَ سَمَلَ لِي يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ. Almighty Allah seals the heart. عَلَى كُلِّ قَلْبِ. So the heart of everyone, مُتَكَبِّرٍ, who is too proud and arrogant, and جَبَّار, a tyrant, and a person who is thinking that he will rule all the time and so forth. But Almighty Allah humiliates them, decimates them and destroys them. So he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, was, is, will always be, هو الحي القيوم. He is ever living, he is self-subsisting. Me and you will perish, and remember, we will be no more whenever the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala comes. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. These are the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, internationally. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is day 423 of the Gaza genocide in South Africa, Southern Africa, the 30th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446, in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak. Today, Monday, is already the 1st of Jumad al-Akhirah. So that's the proper term you should use. Remember, all of you who are writing the Islamic name calendar and so forth, some people will write Jumad al-Ukhra, some will write Jumad al-Thaniya. All that is fine, acceptable, not that it's haram or something. But if you are looking at it from the muhaqqiqeen, those who make thorough research and so forth, the best way to write this month's name is Jumad al-Akhirah. We sent out the calendar calendars last night, remember, of Marcus Sahaba, the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal, the Wifaqul Ulama. So all that happened last night with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Here's your news, views, interviews. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. In the past weekend, 9 chutlas dispatched to hell and sent to hell straightforward. Roasted, toasted there. We say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We have no empathy, sympathy for the chutlas and their supporters and the Zionists and the Jews. 47 killed in Gaza yesterday. So that is how they murder the babies, the women, the children, innocent people, and they think they will kill them and, you know, put them into submission. But remember, the more they try, then the more Mujahideen come forward and dispatch more and more jutla straight to hell. The rebels and the Mujahideen, the Western media calls them rebels, we call them the Mujahideen. They took over Aleppo, Halab, and this is with the help of Turkey and so forth, and they fighting Iran, and they fighting Syria, Bashar Assad, and Russia. Russia must be condemned for this, obviously. Putin and company, and the others, remember, Bashar Assad, Iran, Pakka Shias and Kufar, and they are shocked by what happened. In matter of 3 days, major portions of Aleppo and Hama and so forth in the possession, in the hands of the Mujahideen, and the Western media calls them the rebels. Israel kills 3 more aid workers in Gaza. They don't want aid to come in, and therefore they will murder and kill. And the Western powers, America, Europe, and the tinpot Arab states will still support Israel. They are an apartheid regime. They are war criminals, and that is, you know, Netanyahu and Gallant and his Smotrich and Ben-Gvir and all whole lot. They are biggest terrorists, haramis, murderers, and they want to steal more and more Palestinian land. So the White House, that Biden, who is Joe Genocide Biden, Sleepy Joe, the harami war criminal, he says still no deal as yet on the ceasefire and the hostages and so forth. 4 times you are the one who vetoed it. You'll be remembered for that, Joe Genocide Biden, you harami. Therefore, you and your party, Kamala, humiliated in the elections and so forth. The Jutlas in 1994, 15 Ramadan, Mad Ramadan, Saturday morning, Fajr time, murdered more than 69, 70 people, plus minus, and they succumbed to the injury. 29 passed away in the masjid. Baruch Goldstein, the mass murderer, dispatched to hell, alayhi la'natullah. So now they want to change the situation and the status quo of Masjid Ibrahim Khalili. They want to occupy the whole mosque and take it over and change its features and so forth. Where are the Arab countries? Where are the Muslim countries? Where are the Muslim masses? They don't even know about it, majority of them. So that is the indictment upon the 1 billion Muslims. Remember that. Therefore, we need to conscientize the people with Allah's help. That is what we were doing the past few days there in Durban and surroundings. So Beijing is dissatisfied with United States sales of arms and military equipment to Taiwan, and they're saying that this will be a big, big problem, and then the war could start there. UNRWA blames Israel because no aid really going into northern Gaza, and Israel doesn't want it. There is, as they are, one of their ministers said, there's ethnic cleansing going on there in northern Gaza, and they don't want the people to return. So therefore, we say clearly and loudly and proudly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Remember this, that these jutlas only understand one language. You have to put away many jutlas and injure them, then they'll come right. Trump is blowing his trumpet. He says, I want a ceasefire in Gaza now, meaning immediately, as soon as possible. No more delay. So he's putting pressure on them and so forth. He wants to take the credit because, you know, Biden, Kamala, Blinken, all haramis, war criminals, they have already disgraced themselves with delaying the veto. Trump trumpeting, and he threatens the BRICS. He tells BRICS, if you are going to de-dollarize and use your own currency, then I will impose 100% tax upon you when you deal with the United States. So Trump, you're an idiot or what? If you impose 100% on them, they can do the same. So whether it is Russia, whether it is China, whether it is Brazil, whether it's India or South Africa. So remember that what you are pointing in their direction, so will come back to bite you, and then America falls, Israel falls, and the Arab, the dictators fall as well. Georgia, big problems there. 4 nights, 4 days already demonstrations going on, and the public against the ruling party. They say they rigged the elections, and now the government currently is in favor of Putin and Russia, and the masses, majority of them are in favor that Georgia should be aligned rather with the European Union and not with Russia. So that is the battle going on there. 14 people were killed, Mona Salim and you, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in Kurram. Kurram is a place where there is a strife between the Shias and the Sunnis. Initially, it was a battleground for the land, and then it took a religious turn. And now, you know, big problems. Already 130 people killed, and majority of them, if you know Pakistan and Kurram and so forth, then it is Sunnis who are being martyred there, majority of them. Mahmoud Abbas of the Palestinian Authority, Abu Mazin, that's what the Arab world call him. He appointed Rouhi Fattah as the interim president of the Palestinian Authority. Indeed, he falls ill or is incapacitated or so forth, because you know he is very sick, very old and so forth. Somaliland will become, you understand, the key to Israel's war against the Houthis there in Yemen and so forth. But you know Somaliland are all Sunnis, and you know that they are all Muslims there. So what they will do, Israel and America, they will give them millions and billions of dollars and try and influence them and so forth, and then they will use that as a, remember, landing ground or something to come and attack the Houthis. And so we hope Somaliland does not fall in the trap of these haramis and these murderers. The Haaretz newspaper announces loudly and boldly, Haaretz will not be silenced by Bibi Benjamin Netanyahu, the war criminal. And there you must remember Bashar Assad says that these are terrorists. Imagine this, he's the biggest terrorist, harami, kafir, and belonging to the Alawi Shia party. The Saudis, the UAE, Iran, all supporting Bashar Assad. Even Israel supports him. They say we must weaken him but not remove him. If you remove him, then the Islamists, the jihadists will take over. Then they, the Israelis, will have bigger problems. They know that. Let's come to our news here in South Africa. The G20 presidency is handed over to South Africa. 2025, South Africa will be the first African country to host the G20 summit. And remember, all the big shots will be here in 2025 for the G20 summit. So South Africa is already going to start preparing immediately. Malema says Russia is fighting the imperialist West, you understand, there in Ukraine, and there it is day number 1012 since the Russian invasion. There we agree with Putin and Russia. They must give Ukraine, America, Europe, NATO a good threshing, remember that. Remember that you who are going for holidays now, brothers, sisters, children, to Durban, and now many non-Muslim outlets have put up halal signs because they know the Muslims love Durban and they love the Indian Ocean and then they love their food. They just put halal, halal, halal. So you need to be very, very circumspect, especially there in Umhlanga, in that region there, and South Coast, or the North Coast. So be very careful. And even these Muslim organizations, look at MJC. You must must remember, first was checkers. They had a halal stamp on pork and so forth. Now in Spa, another mix up there. So therefore, this MJC and so forth, and all these other halal organizations, we have no confidence in all and any one of them, not only South Africa, Africa, and the whole world, practice on this one hadith of Ummah, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Authentic hadith wherein Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, addressed his beloved grandson, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, da'a ma yuribuka, leave that which places you into doubt. And remember, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, and opt for that in which there's absolutely no doubt. So therefore, this halal logo is not worth the paper on which they are written. So yesterday, last night, Isha, I read in the Jami Masjid, and Haji Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah, his son, Azerbaijan, delivered the lecture. I had to translate and so forth and so on. So it was very interesting, mashallah, the advices of Hazrat Luqman Hakim to his son, and for us as the Ummah as well. So Hazrat is here in South Africa today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday he'll be leaving. So wherever the programs are, and you the men, you have the time, opportunity to take benefit, mashallah. So this is a Ruhani message addressing our hearts, our internal, remember that. And we all need that advices, so we will always advise you that we should try and attend this type of talks and so forth. From Lord Yampitoria, sad story that it broke yesterday. Babu Katex, I wonder what his full name. Anybody Pitoria, Lord Yam, you know, so contact me and give me his full name. Of Babu Katex, remember that we want his full name, to use the name Babu, and it's not good in Islam. So anyway, Babu Katex has been kidnapped. We make dua for him. We make dua for Brother Zakaria Desai. Day of Kwaduguz Astenga. Allah maruddahum ila ahalihim. Ghanimin, Salimin, Ma'zuzin, Mansurin, Maqbulin, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Allah, return them safe and sound, and Ya Allah, with honor and dignity back to their families, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Today you will see the nasiha that we will send out will show the first Jumad al-Akhirah. So remember that I'm telling you, majority of the countries, they follow the Pied Piper Saudi Arabia, and therefore they will have first Jumad al-Akhirah. But we always keep it one day ahead so that we give you advices and so forth. If Ramadan is starting, so we have to give you advice before that, not on that day there. So that is the rationale there. Our programs today will be 8:30 to 9, the Nasiha, the interview with Moana Zahid. Today our topic is MBS, that why we say he's Murtad bin Shaitan, and all the harm he is causing to the Ummah and the true Muslims. And then between 1 and 2 will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. And thereafter, inshallah, the report back, our trip to Durban with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And tonight, the KQ&A live, inshallah, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Al-Jama'ah, tonight, inshallah, Al-Aziz, between 8 and 10. Gee, Mawlana Salim, we can fire up, we have 20 minutes left, inshallah, for the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, can a person make zikr on his left hand?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The question is this: a person is making what we call tasbih. You know, we're reading Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. The hadith in Abu Dawood say, "Bi yadihil yumna," is better on the right hand. But if we do it with the left hand also, so that is permissible. Tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, the Surah Yasin we read every day. Almighty Allah teaches us, "Al yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim." وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. So remember that the mouth will be sealed, and the hands will speak, and the feet will bear testimony. So you see, yeah, Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verse number 65. So they all, Mighty Allah Jalla Wala says, وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ. So the hands will speak, they will bear testimony. So it is permissible that we read tasbih and so forth on the left hand, but better on the right hand, and better we use our fingers compared to this ring and tasbih and so forth. Although all that is permissible, but on the fingers itself, that is the best, and that is the sunnah and nabawiyah, the methodology shown to us by the master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you read that, use the tasbih and that for counting or a ring or whatever you like nowadays, all that permissible, acceptable.
Mufti Sahab, after the Isha Farz, two sunnat and then the two nafil before witr, can that be taken as tahajjud?
Remember, tahajjud with a ha means tarkun naum. You first sleep and then you wake up 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning and so forth and so on, and then you perform your tahajjud salat. So that is the best. And you read 2 rakat, 4, 6, 8 rakat, and then your witr. Ijalu akhira salatikum bil layli witra, as mentioned in Muslim Sharif, make witr salat the last salat of the night. However, if a person now he wants to read the tahajjud qabla naum before sleeping, all permissible, no problem. So after your Isha salat, you read your 2 rakat sunnat muakkada, sunnat ratiba, and thereafter you read 2 rakat nafil salat, and that is your tahajjud, you made intention fine. So you can read 2, 4, 6, 8, whatever, and then you read your witr, so totally permissible. Although the reward for that person who wakes up in the early part of the morning, 2 o'clock, 2.30, 2.45, like that, his or her reward will be much more compared to that person who read the tahajjud and then the witr and then went to sleep. So it's permissible 100%, but the reward will be much more for the other person who wakes up in the darkness of the night and then performs the tahajjud and witr salat.
Mufti Sahab, MBS is having these concerts with the Kaaba-like structures. Is it Islamically correct to go for Umrah if he is using all our money to do all this?
This is an ethical, moral issue. So I tell people, if you are going for Umrah, going for Hajj and so forth, every year or very often and so forth, we won't say it's haram for you to go for Umrah and to Medina and so forth. We will say it's permissible, but better for you rather to use that money that you go to Aqsa al-Mubarak, you go to Palestine and so forth and so on. His income obviously is not only from the Hujjaj and the pilgrims and the Mu'tamirin and Zairin, the visitors, and so he has enough income from the oil and from tourism and so forth and so on. So therefore, during the weekend, there was one Saudi Sheikh and he gave the whole thing in Arabic. What harm and what he said in private regarding Islam, regarding their scholars, regarding Sharia and all these type of things. So we will highlight all that today, inshallah, between 8:30 and 9, inshallah, in the interview. And therefore we say that he himself, MBS, is a pakka murtad and out of the fold of Islam. وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ, people who have doubt and they agree with him and they like what he's saying and agree with him, they themselves become murtad and so forth. I took that Arabic interview and the English translation and sent it out to some of the so-called Salafis who consider themselves to be great, great scholars, you understand? Not one of them could reply. They all summun bukmun umyun fahum la yaqilun, deaf, dumb, and you must remember, blind. They could not reply anything. So because they can see, it's in Arabic and the translation is there and so forth. The brothers, sisters who send me all these type of articles, jazakumullahu khairan, people like MBS who are undermining and subverting Islam, we need to name them, shame them, and nail them. We don't have to curry favor. It's a shame that today majority of the ulama organizations in South Africa and the world and the Muslims don't have the guts and the true iman to mention him and say he's a murtad because they fear that their visas and so forth. What good is that Hajj and that Umrah and so forth? You made Hajj, you made Umrah, and then you just stay silent. That is not what ulama are made of. Afdalul jihad, man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. The best jihad, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that person who wages a war against that ruler who is a tyrant, an oppressor, tenpot dictator. You know your life will also be involved and threatened and so forth, but you place your trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, you will find the hadith there. So therefore, people, ulama or others who speak against them and speak with dalail and evidence, not emotional talk, that will be the afdalul jihad, the best jihad. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, and protect the ulama-i haqqani, ulama-i rabbani, the true ulama, and not the scholars for dollars, remember, who are selling the deen for their own ulterior motive and their sinister reasons and motives.
Sahib, how many umrahs and hajj did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform?
Hazrat Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sheikh Al-Hadith Nawwar Allah Marqadahu wrote this book in 3 days, 3 nights. Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala Ye in was a member in Zambia, you know. So he told me when I went there, mashallah, that, you know, and he told me that when you come next time, I'll spend 3 days, 3 nights with him. And after that, Hazrat passed away. So nevertheless, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. It's the best book I have read, and I have the original, the Arabic and the Urdu translation. And the Urdu translation done by Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi, you know him better than me, Maulana Salim, he was there, and in Karachi, Madrasa Darul Uloom, mashallah, Hazrat bin Nuri. Hazrat bin Nuri, Hazrat Allama Sheikh bin Nuri wrote the Taqriz and the foreword of the Urdu translation. So there you will find Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made intention for 4 umrahs. One was the aborted umrah in the 6th year, which led to the Sulah Hudaybiyah, the peace treaty. Then 7th year umrah, 8th year umrah, and with the Hajj umrah. So 4 umrahs, if you count all. And then before Hajj became compulsory, he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performed 2 Hajj. Because the people were performing Hajj, and it is from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time that Hajj people perform, every Nabi perform Hajj and every Prophet perform Hajj. Ma min Nabiyin illa waqad hajja, every Nabi perform Hajj. So never the place named there where Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala is Chipata, in case you're wondering where in Zambia, the place name Chipata. So mashallah, the Dalum is still running and so forth. Allah Ta'ala grant all of them tawfiq to take work further, mashallah, compared to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Rahim Mutala rahimullah. Sterling service he rendered to the Ummah there. And after Hajj became compulsory, walillahi ala nasi hijjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila, this ayat was revealed in the 90 of the Hijrah. Then Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, look at this incident, and what does it tell you? Oh, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name, you go as Amirul Hajjaj, Amirul Hujjaj. Both ways you can read Hajjaj and Hujjaj. And you will be the Amir. You take the people from Medina, other parts, and go perform Hajj. You, Sayyidina Ali, you go also as the Munadi. You must go and announce, La yatufanna bil bayti uryanun, that no non-Muslim, no person is allowed to come here and make Hajj in future who are non-Muslim. No one is allowed to come and perform Tawaf after this, during this time now, naked and so forth, as they to do without any clothes. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najas fala yaqrabul masjid al haram ba'da amim hadha. So all this happened in the 90th year of the Hijrah. Ba'da amim hadha means and refers to the 90th year. So then when all this, and the calendar also was upside down. Innaman nasi'u ziyadatun fil kufri. Like the Saudis are doing today, MBS and them. So they make nasi, they play with the Islamic calendar. And how can it be first of Jumad al-Akhirah today, when the birth and conjunction of the moon till the end of the sunset, and that is 8, 9, 10, 11 hours. Obviously, this is not acceptable, but it just carries on. The Ummah today, don't worry of these things. Just follow the Pied Piper and so forth. So when Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went in the 10th year of the Hijrah, everything was correct. The calendar was correct. Understand like how Allah Ta'ala created the universe, and the Hajj was on a Friday, and the day of Arafat in the 10th year of the Hijrah, Hajjatul Wida, Hajjatul Islam, Hajjatul Balagh, all these names are used for the farewell Hajj of Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One Hajj after compulsion, and two Hajj before it became compulsory.
Mufti Saab, can you please tell us if having a high tea or any fundraiser is allowed in Sharia to raise money for your Hajj or Umrah purpose?
Not permissible. All this haram. People today want to go zillatul ulama indal aghniya. You find sometime the maulvis and the sheikhs and the people, principal, going like beggars to the rich people. Bi'sal faqir inda babil amir. You see, that's a saying in Arabic, that you become like a pauper there by the rich person's door. So therefore, the heading of it, Hazrat Mufti Rashid Ahmad Saab and them wrote articles on this, zillatul ulama indal aghniya. You go like a pauper beggar for your madrasa by the rich people. How much nonsense they will tell you and so forth. So remember that Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwa. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and beg Almighty Allah to make means and so forth. And if you have to really ask, then for in Gunda Buddha Sa'ilan for Salih Salihin, then go to people who are really pious, people who have love for deen and so forth, not to harkas wa nakas, kullu man habba wa dabba, every Tom, Dick and Harry and every Tom, Dick and Mary. Then the people, they don't worry about Aqidah and all that, as long as their coffers get full. It's a tragedy, but the truth has to be spoken. If you look at many of our madrasas, South Africa, Africa, Pakistan, India, and so forth, even the zakat money that is given, so let's say you gave 100,000, you gave 1 million, they call 1, 2, 3 students, and they'll tell him, take 5,000, 10,000, and then let's say you give 100,000, and after 2 minutes, the 90,000, 95,000, he returns it. So that is dry cleaning business. This is the hilas they use, shortcuts, you must remember. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was dead against all these things here, remember that. But anyway, some ulama, they say permissible, but personally me, I don't agree with these things. These type of things, to me, it don't make sense, because why? That it is, you must remember, that we inviting this hilas, and the public will make it a mockery also. So anyway, wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best regarding this type of issues here. So now people want to go for Hajj. So now they owe Umrah. And now they say that it costs so much, we don't have money. So now we have a high tea and low samosas. We have a high tea and low samosas. You understand? They in Cape Town, they say, cook sisters and so forth and so on. So the people come there, they say, oh, mashallah, Buddha, Buti, and my brother, my sister, you know, like the Shias, my brother, they speak like that. So that now you want to go, never mind, take 1,000 rand, you take 500 rand, you take 5,000. It's haram that you're going to now disgrace yourself and so forth. Quran Kareem said, Hajj is only compulsory upon who? Manista ta'a ilayhi sabila. Only upon the people who have the means to go, to come back and so forth. Not you go and disgrace yourself and you behave like a beggar and so forth. So that Mustafa hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, la yambaghi lil mu'mini ayyudhilla nafsa, is not permissible for a person to go and disgrace himself. And this is absolute disgrace, remember that. And remember the Quranic verse, manista ta'a ilayhi sabila, that Hajj is only compulsory if you have the means. Surah Ali Imran, chapter number 3 and verse number 97. But today people want want to go because they're shopping, holiday, and it becomes irresistible. It's nothing to do with Rizai Ilahi. So please Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore this Haiti and collection for Hajj and so forth, definitely not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Saab, what is the Sharia ruling regarding men who physically abuse their wives?
It's a major, major sin. Remember that. Go to Quran Sharif, go to Sunnah Mubarakah, go to the Awliyaullah, the true scholars and the true sage of the age and the pious people and so forth. Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 4 verse number 19:19, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, and treat your wives with love and respect and justice and so forth. Always remember the sacrifice they made. They left their place of birth, they left their parents, their siblings, to spend the remainder of their life with you, and now we treat them so badly. We hit them, we abuse them, and emotional abuse and physical abuse, all that absolutely haram in Islam. What should you do? I always say, you waste your time, my sister, by coming to us, Jamiat and Ulama and Maulvis. What can we do? Nothing of ours is compulsory as far as the law goes. It is the law, meaning the country, the law of the country, the law of the land. It is just advisory capacity. It is just, remember, Mashura and consultative committee and so forth. So if you are being bashed about and so forth, go to the police, lay a charge, and send him to the prison so where he can get penal beaten properly and so forth. Mother Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha states that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, khayrukum khayrukum li ahalikum wa ana khayrukum li ahli. The best of you are the best of you to your wives and your children. How you want your son-in-law to treat your daughter, you should treat your wife better than that, then you are a good husband. Pious people, I heard, you see, Bhaijan is here. He's the son of Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib. Haji Farooq Sahib is the Khalifa of Hazrat Ji. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib of Jalalabad, Hazrat Ji Nawwarullah Marqadahu, he passes away on a Friday day in Jalalabad in 1992. The sage of the age. MashaAllah, we sat in his company many a time, and I heard him personally saying, the whole world can say you are good, but if you are bad to your wife and your children, you ill-treating them, eating them, abusing them, using obscenities, vulgarities, and so forth, then remember you are hated, detested by Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if the world praises you. The world condemns you, criticizes you, but you treat your wife, your children beautifully, nicely, according to the Sharia, then you are mahbub and beloved by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, O husbands, make tawbah, buy nice presents for your wives, ask them for forgiveness, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala will unite not only the bodies but the hearts as well. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.